November is coming to an end, but it has not rained in Gaza yet. This has worried many farmers as they are running out of time to sow their crops.
Lack of rain is compounding the woes of Palestinians in the coastal enclave, where thousands of families rely on agriculture as their only source of income. It was possible in the past to see wheat, barley, and lentil growing by this time of the year, but such greenery can hardly be found now. The arid desert climate of Egypt and the Sinai Peninsula, along with the Mediterranean Sea, are an imposing influence in the patterns of Gaza weather. Because of the area's geographical position, Gaza has only two seasons. There's dry season that runs from April to October, and a wet season that commences in November and ends in May. Lack of rain, if continued, will cause food shortage for people and livestock.
We are at the end of November and there's still no rain. This has serious effects on our crops and livelihoods. This is the worst year ever in decades.
The Ministry of Agriculture has said lack of rain has forced farmers to rely heavily on water wells to irrigate their crops, which will result in the depletion of Gaza's aquifer.
Last year we had rain for 16% of the annual precipitation. We have had no rain this season and farmers are relying on underground waters, which is not good at all.
Farmers who use water wells to irrigate their crops say that the water is salty and causes the crops to yield smaller amounts of produce.
You can hardly see grass or shrubs. In previous years, we could easily find grazelands for our animals. The water from wells is salty, which destroys the crops or reduces productivity. But what else can we do?
The worst-hit area due to lack of rain is the so-called buffer zone, which comprises 30% of arable land, and in which farmers risk being shot by Israeli forces. After the 22-day Israeli war, farmers had to adapt their crop production to rain-fed crops in that area because they cannot reach it on a regular basis to irrigate their crops. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.